May the Lord help us to commence our worship today by singing hymn 1021. O Zion, when I think on thee, I wish for pinions like the dove, and mourn to think that I should be so distant from the place I love. Hymn 1021.
Let us read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, reading from verse 6 to verse 34. the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 6 to verse 34. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they passed in by Syria, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there stood by a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavoured to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came where the straight course to Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis, and thence to Philippi, which is the city, chief city of that part of the Macedonia, and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household, she brought us, saying, "If ye have judged me faith to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there." And she constrained us. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out at the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and every one's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, waking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Now please turn to Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4. We commence to read at verse 8. Philippians 4, verse 8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And that the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am herewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odour of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father
be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word.
Our next hymn is number 350. Ye pilgrims of Zion and chosen of God, whose spirits are filled with dismay, since ye have eternal redemption through blood, ye cannot but hold on your way. Hymn 350.
Now to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, It is indeed thy mercy that we are found again in thy courts on another Sabbath day. And Lord, we do thank thee for all thy goodness, mercy and kindness to us. The mercies countless as the sands, which daily we receive. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt graciously help us now. Knowest, dear Lord, just how each one then has come to chapel this morning. And dear Lord, and thou knowest, Lord, what has taken place in our coming this morning. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou art now calm and quiet in our minds and fit us to approach unto thee. We do seek, Lord, thy help. Dear Lord, help us to leave all these things to one side. Help us to look up unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh, our help must come from the Lord. If anything is going to be done in thy name, Lord Jesus, this day, then the help must come from thee. Lord, it must be the work of thy blessed Holy Spirit. Lord, thou knowest how one feels. Why, Lord, we read of that Lord being turned upside down and drained out as a dish. And Lord, and that's how we feel. So, Lord, we look to thee. We pray thou be with us now. Dear Lord, do remember us. We come there, Lord, and would indeed thank thee for all the kindness and mercy to us. We can still gather together in thy courts in this way. We are restricted, we know, we realise. Lord, there are those restrictions in place. They're laid by our government. Lord, that we thank we're still permitted. And dear Lord, we do pray that this may be continued to us. We fear, Lord, what announcements might be made in the coming days. Lord, regarding this virus that's in our midst. But, oh Lord, we do pray that we may still be allowed to meet together in thy house. Lord, we do pray for it. We ask thee to hear the cries of thy people in this respect, so that, Lord, the doors of thy house may still be open and thy people gather together and we may hear the words of the truth, the gospel of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Lord, and thou knowest then just how one and another have come to chapel this morning. It may be they've come like dear Job. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. They've come, dear Lord, on their knees. They have come seeking a portion for their souls. Oh, Lord, then, empty, send them not away. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, do come into our midst. And so that we may be like dear Mary, a sinner at thy feet and hearing thy word. Oh, the word that Peter described. Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Lord, and it's those words that we want to hear. It's those words, Lord, that will do us good. It was those words, Lord, that will set and stand our soul in good stead for eternity. Then, gracious Lord, do help us. We indeed thank thee, Lord, for our daily needs, our health, strength, use of natural faculties, comforts that abound. And Lord, we pray thou would help us to truly acknowledge thy goodness and kindness. And we pray then, dear Lord, that thou would help us now to bow our head before thee in confession of all our sin and all our guilt and all our transgression. Lord, thou knowest, some of us, Lord, feel to have got so much. We have got so much, Lord, that cannot be denied. At least this poor sinner won't deny it, Lord. Lord, but we come to thee because we have thy blessed word, which declares, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. And dear Lord Jesus, thou didst say, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So Lord, poor as I am, as bad as we are, bad as I am, as wretched as I am, may I come. May I come, nothing in my hand to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Naked look to thee for dress, and helpless look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. Wash me, Saviour, before I die. Gracious Lord, do hear our prayer. Oh, Lord, and make us right, keep us right and fit, and prepare us then for heaven, for eternity. Lord, we're all hastening on, Lord, to a never-ending eternity. And Lord, and we know not what a day or an hour may bring forth. We know the old must die. But dear Lord, we do pray that thou would impress it in love and mercy upon the hearts of younger ones, that they're not too young to die. So may their prayer be the same as ours, same as the hymn writer who said, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace in Christ. Obedience clothe and wash me in his blood, so shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. The psalmist said, Lord, make me to know mine end. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, we may have a good hope through grace, that our names are indeed found and recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Then hear our prayer. Dear Lord, do help us. Remember and bless, dear Lord, this little cause of troth, and bless them together. Do bind them together in love and unity, the bond of peace. Make thy goodness pass before them. Be with them, be gracious to them, we do pray. Blessedly help them. Oh, we lovingly bear those that hold office here. Undertake for them, help them in all their cares, burdens, responsibilities. Be with each member of church, each member of congregation, and Lord, pray thy blessing to rest upon their souls. And Lord, and the younger ones, the children, Lord, some of them have just gone back to school. Some of them, Lord, have just left school, left college, left university. Maybe, Lord, and oh, and thou knowest they need thee to open the door for them. Dear Lord, do in thy mercy supply their every need. Then, Lord, do graciously help and pray that may thy goodness pass before them in the way. And Lord, and then there may be some, Lord, detained at home because of sickness and affliction. We pray thou would help them.
restore them to health and strength, we do pray. And Lord, and relating to this virus, oh, that we may each be preserved from it, Lord. May be kept from it. Do hear our poor prayers, but we do beseech thee. And we pray, Lord, that thou be with others. We think of here and there numbers, Lord, that are found in sickness and affliction's path. They've been under the surgeon's hand. We pray thou art bless what has been done to them and for them, and bring them through and restore them to full health and strength, it be thy will. There are those that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts. Be with widows and widowers. Be with those that have lost mother, father, brother or sister, child. Undertake for them. Blessedly help them. Blessedly be near them. Be very gracious, we pray. Lord, do help us then. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou would indeed remember those, Lord, in distress, do appear. Lord, there's many in our country, Lord, that mourn the loss of near and dear ones because of the virus that has taken away their loved ones. Oh, that it may be sanctified, but we do pray. Oh, that men's hearts may be turned unto God, unto godliness. Dear Lord, do help. We pray for our leaders. Lord, sadly we don't think that they pray for themselves. Could it please to change that, Lord, so that they do pray, so that they, like Manasseh, humble themselves and call upon the God of heaven. Lord, humble themselves by the mighty hand of God. And dear Lord, we pray thou hear the prayers then of thy people on their behalf. Lord, they have a thankless task. Dear Lord, but we pray thou give them wisdom, Lord, to do that which is right for the good of the nation. Dear Lord, do help them. And dear Lord, and there is a certain number, Lord, in the land, Lord, that seem to be rebelling against these things. Oh, bring them to their senses. Bring them to realise that death is an awful thing if you're unprepared for it. Oh, gracious Lord, do hear prayer. And we do pray, dear Lord, that thou help us then to commit all into thy hand. And we pray, dear Lord, thou be with us in the international scene, Lord. Thou knowest all those things, Lord, that are going on at the present. Do help, do appear. We thank thee then for all the mercies, the favours, the blessings. We acknowledge thy goodness and kindness. And we pray thou pardon then every sin and every iniquity. But dear Lord, we stand now in need of thy help. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou condescend to come once more, once again. Fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth, touch my lips, with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we plead with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 337. From Egypt lately freed, by the Redeemer's grace, a rough and thorny path we tread, in hopes to see his face. Hymn 337.
in dependence upon the Lord. For all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The church at Philippi was a very special church to the dear apostle. It was established, I believe, on his second ministry journey, missionary journey. And as we read there in the Acts of the Apostles, first of all, there was Lydia, the seller of purple, that was a member of this church, who had come to this place, the riverside, a place there where prayer was wont to be made. And I find it very sweet that she says, or rather it's recorded, and she attended unto the things spoken of by the Apostle Paul. And you go on and you read down the chapter, and there we have the Philippian jailer. Oh, two total different characters. Two total different calls by God's grace. One whose heart the Lord opened. One, it took an earthquake to awaken him. But, you know, his cry was this, and it may be the cry of someone here this morning. Sir, what must I do to be saved? Well, this all what the apostle said in answer to that question is the same answer, this all that we'll give to you this morning. Why, and what was that? Paul cried, do thyself no harm. And he called for a light, sprang in, came trembling, fell down, and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? This is the answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And thy house, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. So here was the nucleus of this church at Philippi, and Paul loved them, and they loved Paul. Oh, what a blessing this is. And here he writes this, a very short letter, but a very affectionate letter unto them. Oh, and much exhortation. Why? And he speaks, does he not, in the first chapter, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making request with joy. So he prays constantly for this church at Philippi. And now he comes here to the close of this short epistle, this short letter, and why he says to them, oh, that he rejoiced over them greatly, and how that he didn't speak in respect of any want. He'd learnt whatsoever state he was in to be content, and how that they had once and again sent to his necessity. But then he says to this to them, but my God shall supply all your need. But my God, he was sure of this, that his God would supply all their need. Ah, friends, yes. You're saying, what a gracious word this is. Why, there may have been those, there probably were, those there that feared to presume. But they may have been in some need of whatever that may have been, whether it's spiritual or providential need. But it is, but my God. It was spoken to give them confidence. They believed that Paul had got a God. Paul knew God. And the Lord went before him. Yes. And here's a hole. And he does. But Paul said here, but my God shall supply all your need. And you notice this little word, shall. My God shall. Oh, what a mercy. You know, but again, this verse, this text here this morning, it covers things, both providence and grace. But my God. Let's try with the Lord's help for just a moment or two to look at some of the providential aspects. But my God shall supply all your need. I don't know what one and another here may be walking in, what concerns, what exercises are found in their heart. But you know, one thinks of what you read back here in the book of the Kings. And why? And what do we find here? Why, we find here, do we not, this servant of God, Elijah. Yeah. Why? And here is Elijah. Yeah. And, you know, and the Lord tells him to go to Cherith, there to the brook, and there I have commanded the ravens to feed thee. Yes, the hymn writer sums it up beautifully, doesn't it? Yes, ravens which live upon prey. But when the Lord's people have need, his goodness will find out a way. Yes. And the ravens came, they fed him. Yes. We're not told what they fed him with, but they brought him food day by day. Every day, without fail. And he drank of the brook. But then the brook dried up. Is there one here this morning that feels the brook is drying up? But
my God shall supply all your need. Yes, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. He regards the prayer of the destitute. He doesn't despise their prayer. And the Lord, you see, commands now, tells his servant to go down to Zarephath, and there I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. It wasn't the mayor of the town or the city. No. It was a poor widow woman. Hadn't got much. What was she doing? Gathering sticks to make a cake. Yes, but make me one first. Oh, yes, and she did. And her faith was rewarded. And so will yours, dear soul. That my God shall supply all your need. I know nothing about anyone here in that respect, but some of the younger ones, my heart goes out to the younger ones at the present time, especially those who have just left school, university, whatever. And with the present situation we find ourselves in, employment is hard to find. But my God shall supply all your need. Oh, that the Lord might be pleased to open a door which no man can shut. Because when he opens, no man can shut. My God shall supply all your need. Let me go back, I suppose, almost, or round about at least, 50 years. That's not quite so much, perhaps 45. But I don't know whether I've told you this before, but I was self-employed, as most of you probably know. But I got this work and I finished this job that I was doing, which had been about 6 weeks' work. But I hadn't got anything else. I finished. I went home. I said to my dear one, you know, I haven't got any work to do tomorrow. Yes. We prayed about this. And I never forget, just before 8 o'clock the next morning, telephone rings. And there was a very distressed lady with a water coming down through her ceiling. Please, can you come and help? Yes, I went along. Yes, tank needed replacing, which we did. But, you say, my God shall supply all your need. And I went about 3 weeks like that. Every day. Just enough work for the day. No, they weren't big profitable jobs, but they supplied our need. That's what I want to get over. And get over this, dear soul. My God but my God. Yes, this whole, don't forget this word, but my God shall supply all your need. I feel sure I have told you this. This puts quite a lump in my throat. Home, before I was married. I think I'd left school, but it matters not really. But I know we sat at the dinner table. And Mother said, well, all I've supplied today is the gravy. Father was unwell, not able to work. Oh. You don't forget these things. You come here this morning like this. But my God shall. Yes, call to remembrance all the way the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humbly prove thee to know what was in thine heart, whether serve the Lord or no. But my God, something else just comes to mind. I hope you don't mind this. I heard this when I was very young. And I don't know how long ago it was now, but certainly wasn't in my lifetime. But there was an old lady, well, assuming she was old, but she'd been to the doctor, she got something wrong, and the doctor recommends that she should eat an egg every day. Well, she hadn't got any chicken, and she couldn't afford an egg every day. Oh, you think of it. Couldn't afford an egg every day. But my God shall supply your need. And for as long as it was needed, a hen came and laid an egg on the doorstep. Ah, yes. Yes, he is a wonder-working God. There is nothing too hard for him. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Yes, when his people have need, his goodness will find out a way. And if there's any here this morning, his goodness will find out a way. You see, my God shall supply all your need, not all what you want. Remember that. Not all what you want, but all what you need. Yes. Oh, that the Lord might bless these few thoughts to you this morning. Why, you see, you go back in the Word of God. Well, you know how the children of Israel, they were there in the wilderness, 40 years and they ate the manna that came from heaven day by day. Yes. You know, this has often been said, that the Israelites had the same food for breakfast, dinner and tea. Ah, my God shall supply all your need. But there are other needs as well, are there not? My God shall supply all your need. This puts another lump in my throat. In 2002, I lost a dear wife. And it wasn't long before I realised I didn't want to live on my own. I felt I couldn't live on my own. But where do I go? But my God shall supply all your need. Before they call, I will answer. And so one proved it to be so. Yes, too wise to err, too good to be unkind. Yes, oh, whatever your need may be this morning, the Lord will provide. And having quoted that, it takes me to think of the spiritual side. An aspect of this text. But my God shall supply all your need. I just said, the Lord will supply. Yes. You go back here. Into. Back, right back to the beginning of the Word of God. And here we have. Genesis chapter 22, where the Lord has commanded Abraham to go and offer up his son Isaac. Yes. And they're going up the mountain. Yes. They're alone now. Servants have been told to wait here. Why, my son will go yonder to worship. And as they're going, Isaac says to his father, Abraham, my father, he said, here am I, my son. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And they too went, both of them together. Yeah. Ah, what a word. Ah, for some poor soul here, that souls, at least two, here this morning. Yes. And they too, both of them together. So they went, both of them together. My God shall supply your need. And dear soul, he didn't fail, Abraham and Isaac. He mercifully appeared. Yes, Isaac is laid on the altar. Abraham has got a knife and is about to fulfill what the Lord had told him to do. And my God shall supply all your need. Abraham, Abraham. It's Abraham now that says again, here am I. But that was not in answer to his son Isaac. It was answered to his God. Yeah. Lay not thine hand on the lad, neither do thou anything to him. But now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. But my God shall supply all your need. Well, you can go back to the third chapter of Genesis, where we have the first promise of the blessed Saviour, the Lord and Jesus Christ, coming into this world. And then you can turn to where I've just referred to in Genesis. Yes. You can turn to the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 9. And what does we read there? Oh, that wonderful promise that there should be unto us a child is born. My God shall supply your need. Oh, and sinners, guilty sinners, fail to need a saviour. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be on his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and the kingdom, to order it, to establish it, with judgment, with justice, henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And that is still 700 plus years before the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world. Yes, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. We see there how dear Isaiah is under the gracious anointing and Holy Spirit to prophesy of this blessed, glorious day that would come when God will fulfill his word, that there should be this child unto us shall be born, a son is given. Yes, and when he came, why, he says, just before he came into this world, he says to Joseph, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thine espoused wife. That conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And blessed be his glorious name. He's still saving. And dear soul, and he can save you and I. Blessed be his name. Yes, the very worst of sinners. But he came to seek and to save that which was lost. To save that which is lost. But my God shall supply all your need. Yes, oh, do you need a saviour this Lord's Day morning? To save you from death, destruction and despair. Did you come to chapel like this, dear soul? Gracious Lord, incline thine ear and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never ceasing cry, give me Christ, or else I die. Did you say, all unholy and unclean, I am nothing else but sin, on thy mercy I rely, give me Christ, or else I die. You know, the previous chapter here to our text says this, that I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, oh, if that's how you came to chapel this morning, give me Christ or else I die, you carry on pressing forward toward this mark. For the time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Yes, you might say, nothing in my hand I bring. Ah, but simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. But my God shall supply all your need. What did Jesus say? I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Well, you're not going to put yourself amongst the righteous, are you, dear soul? You feel anything but that? You say, I feel so ungodly. I feel anything but righteous. Oh, you look at this when you get home again. Romans chapter 5 is about verse 5 or verse 6. And it reads like this, that Christ died for the ungodly. Yes, that's you, poor soul. That he died for the ungodly. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. I once was lost. Ah. You know, it's an awful feeling. To be, feel that you're lost. Sometimes children, yes, why, they may be out with the parents, they may be in the shopping centre, they may be at the seaside or somewhere else, but somehow or other, they stray away from their parents. And they're lost. Oh, and yes, and some of them are much more sensitive than others. And perhaps they begin to cry. Dear soul, are you crying this morning? Lord, save my soul. I'm lost. His own. And he came to seek and to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Yes. You've got the narrative, the parable in the gospel, have we not? The lost sheep. Why, in yes, and how the good shepherd goes after it. You know, he didn't say, well, I've got 99 here, I'll forget that one. No. Why? Because that one cost him his own heart's blood. and they're very precious to him. This is just a little view of how precious the church of God, the Lord's people, are unto himself. He prays for them here in John 17. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Well, if he desires them to be with him, he's not going to be happy if one of them's lost and's out in the world, is he? He's going after it until he finds it. Oh, now he finds them sometimes in bypath meadow. Finds them in dens and holes and caves and sin and iniquity. But he comes to pluck them as a brand out of the fire. And he says, and they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. You know, you think of, you know your Bible, dear young friend. There's a king, his name was Manasseh. And he caused Israel to sin. But my God shall supply all your need. But unbeknown to him, the Lord had got a purpose of love and mercy toward him. And it caused an enemy to come and take him and bound him in fetters and chains. Yes. Now he's bound, he can't get out. Yes. But it was there, bound in fetters and chains, that his heart's changed. He now begins to call on God. Oh, dear soul, is that where you are this morning? But my God shall supply all your need. Yes, supply a blessed Saviour, a Redeemer, to save from death, destruction, and despair. Yes, by that sheep that's gone astray. Why, you find here in the prophecy here of Ezekiel, there is one here, it's in the 34th chapter. There were these sheep. Oh, and how the Lord, as I will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that is among the sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. Yes. And I will feed them. Yes. It's like the prodigal son, isn't it? Yes. He would have fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. But he's began to be in want. My God shall supply all your need, prodigal. Is there a prodigal in here this morning? You begin to be in want. Have you resolved to return unto thy father's house, saying there is food enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Yes. He comes back. Unworthy of at least of all thy notes, of all thy mercies. no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. So long as I'm in thy house, make me as one of the hired servants. Oh, yes, but my God shall supply all your need. Why, friends, and what did the father do? First of all, he saw him a great way off. What a mercy if there's one here this morning that's come back. There's been a great way off. And the Lord Jesus has seen you and drawn you by his love and his mercy to speak peace and comfort to your poor heart and soul. Yes, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That my God shall supply all your need. I must close, but I close with this thought. It's there in John 3. Is it around about verse 14 or 16? That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Whosoever. Yes. No name, no rank, no station. Let me quote it again. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome. Sinner, you're welcome this Lord's Day morning to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. And I'll tell you something else, dear soul. There is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons that need no repentance. And dear soul, and if you're one this morning that's truly repenting, in dust and ashes before the Lord, with a broken heart, a contrite spirit, just crying out, O wretched man that I am, I tell you, there's joy in heaven at this very moment that you're repenting over your sin and your iniquity.
The notices are as follows. Mr. Richard Field is again expected to preach this evening, and Sunday school will be on Zoom again this afternoon as usual. On Friday evening, Mr. Adrian Pickett is expected to preach, and next Lord's Day, Mr. Chapman. And next Lord's Day, the Sunday school in the afternoon, my class will be taken by Mrs. Lydia Baker. This is all if the Lord will. Now there is a notice. Can we all take care to leave the chapel, maintaining a distance of at least 2 metres from other family groups, and disperse immediately? Please, and please not to mingle in the car park if it gives the appearance that groups are larger than 6. Our closing hymn is the second part of hymn number 308. 308, the second part, and we'll commence to sing at verse 2 and conclude at verse 7. 'Tis thy almighty grace that can suffice alone. Thou givest us strength to run the race, and then bestowest a crown. Cheer up, ye travelling souls, on Jesus' aid rely. He sees us when we see not him, and always hears our cry. Hymn 308, the second part, commencing at verse 2 and concluding at verse 7. Thank you.
do pray thy blessing, pray thy forgiveness for all thy pure eyes of sinners. Meet with us this evening, and meet with the children this afternoon, we pray. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all.